The Taranaki oil and gas sector has been dealt another blow today with the announcement that the operator of the floating production and storage vessel, Umaroa, has been put into voluntary liquidation. The Umaroa has been sitting on the ill-fated Tui oil field, which was abandoned by Tamarind Taranaki in December, incurring tens of millions of dollars in costs in the process. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
BW Umaroa is a wholly owned subsidiary of Norwegian-based BW Offshore. Its chief financial officer, Stahl Andreasen, says the liquidation was necessary to stop the Umaroa hemorrhaging money. He says it's cost $31 million to have the vessel at Tui this year, while it's missed out on $46 million in potential earnings. The Tui field is now being operated by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment after Tamarind's abrupt exit left the taxpayer with a $155 million bill to decommission the field. Mr. Andreasen says BW Offshore has been trying to negotiate a way forward with MB, but with no success.
To try and align kind of the demobilisation of the unit, to take the unit out with the decommissioning of the field. And so far we have not been able to reach an agreement on that. We're only asking for costs to be covered for this, as we just can't sink any more money into this.
Further complicating matters has been an Environmental Protection Authority abatement notice preventing the Umaroa from leaving the Tui field. That decision was overturned in the Environment Court this week, but Mr. Andreasen fears it may be appealed anyhow.
We're not going to try again. But either way, we just can't take another bet, spending another 15, 20 million, trying and potentially ending up being blocked again. It's just not sustainable for us.
Mr. Andreasen says BW Offshore will work with the liquidators to ensure the safety of the Umaroa's crew, the integrity of the vessel, and the continued care for the environment. He says it will now be up to the liquidators to work with MB on decommissioning the Tui field. Jonathan Young was, until a week ago, New Plymouth MP and the National Party's Energy and Resources spokesperson. He says the announcement shouldn't come as a surprise.
It's very sad that this has happened. Because what we'd want to have is a end-to-end process to decommission that field and see the Umaroa depart from Taranaki waters in an orderly fashion, and that looks just a lot more problematic now.
Mr. Young says the industry and the wider community will be feeling unsettled.
Unnerving and probably frustrating, I'd say, because there's many people in the sector who have the necessary skills to undertake much of this work. And there's been a very long process around identifying that. And I do think that the longer it takes, the more expensive it will become to the taxpayer.
But New Plymouth Mayor Neil Holdham doesn't think it's a blow to the local economy.
Our key concern first is the environmental risk, and I don't think this announcement changes anything. Then there's a concern about impact on local businesses, and it's clear that BW Offshore has indicated that there won't be a financial impact on local organisations, and so we're not going to see people lose jobs.
Mr. Holdham reckons MB and now the liquidator just need to get on with the job.
The indications were that government is looking to get this thing decommissioned over the summer. It's nearly summer. Let's just get cracking and get this field made safe, decommissioned in perpetuity, the ship removed, and then they can argue about the dollars and the contractual obligations in court.
Meanwhile, BW Offshore's Stahl Andreasen is left smarting over being left the meat in the sandwich.
Of course, we're angry at Tamarind and the whole situation. They're the ones who have been running away from the whole thing and acted, if you ask me, quite irresponsible.
And how do you feel how you've been treated by the authorities?
Well, we're disappointed that we haven't been able to find a solution.
Mr. Andreasen says the 12 BW Offshore staff on board the Umaroa will be redeployed, and it will cover the costs of 16 contractors until the decommissioning of Tui is complete. MB says it's surprised by BW Umaroa's liquidation and is still working through its implications. The ministry says it remains committed to the safe decommissioning of the Tui field. I Taranaki mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Robin Martin aho.